Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Founders Grid. I am Zanara Baskhan, and today we have Joshua Silberman, the cybersecurity lead at InfoAxis. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Okay, Joshua, how about you tell us about yourself and the background of your company, yourself, also your work experience?
Be happy to. So I am a cybersecurity professional with roughly 15 years experience across both cybersecurity and system administration. I started from system administration and then around 2006 decided that I wanted to move my career more from the system admin infrastructure side into cybersecurity. So to that end, I started earning certifications. I now have hold the CISSP, the CCSP, and the CISA. And from that, I've garnered a lot more knowledge about the overall structure of information security within a corporate environment. And I'm glad that in my past two positions, I've begun to apply that. So currently, as you stated, I work for a company called InfoAxis. InfoAxis is a managed service provider based in northern New Jersey. We serve clients across the Eastern Seaboard and are looking to expand that. I was brought in to build the cybersecurity vertical, by which we have always traditionally offered standard IT services, you know, help desk, monitoring, things like that. We want to expand that because cybersecurity is such an important aspect of day-to-day operations now.
What has been your experience with remote employment, both as doing the work remotely yourself as well as employing remote workers?
So my first experience with remote work probably goes all the way back to my first job with a payroll company in 2006, when I installed our very first VPN. Until then, they had been your standard, you know, everybody comes in, works on a desktop type of shop. And the VPN was installed mainly for our sales folks so that they could go and connect back to the company while they were out on sales calls. But I saw early on the advantages of having such a technology. And when I moved into an environment that had more resources available, I got to see that expand to other employees. In fact, as you'll see from my LinkedIn profile, I worked for HBO at the time of Hurricane Sandy, and that was probably the first time I got to see a VPN experience really in its full-blown glory as employees from across the company. I apologize. You'll have to excuse me for one moment. If we have to re-record that, I understand.
No problem.
Of course, my headset told me it was about to run out of power.
It's okay.
Best times, right? Anyway, to reiterate, as I said, I worked for HBO during Hurricane Sandy and saw their VPN in full display, in all its glory, helping employees who really have probably never worked remotely while we were unable to access the Manhattan office. Jump fast forward to my own personal experience from work from home. I think the first company I actually got to do a hybrid work from home environment with was my last firm, which was a consultancy based out of California. So being on the East Coast, I was given the opportunity. We did have a base on the East Coast, but I was given the opportunity to also work from home a couple days a week. And I found that I really enjoyed the convenience of not having to go through the New York City commute. I enjoyed the connectivity aspect of it, where essentially all my work was right in front of me. I mean, even right now, I am recording this podcast from my own apartment. And flash forward now to being on the MSP side, where essentially I'm working on both angles. Yes, I am a hybrid remote employee. You know, I do some of my work remotely, but we also work to assist our own clients in setting up their own remote infrastructure so that, depending on the business, of course, the employees can work remotely. And that can come either from the setup and deployment of VPNs, which is probably most of our clients right now, but, and maybe we'll get into this more later, we are working on structural moves into the cloud, thereby eliminating the overall need for a VPN. You don't necessarily need a VPN when everything is in the cloud. But of course, that's probably a few years away at best.
I love how enthusiastically you talk about your work. It's nice seeing someone love their job like that. These days, many people, they just work for the sake of work. And it's sad how like most of them aren't even happy doing it. I love that about you. I must say that.
Well, I'm going to do a bit of a shameless plug here. If he's going to listen to this, so I think a lot of that does have to do with my supervisor. Shout out to Carl. And I do mean that seriously. Him and I have worked together now across two companies, and he has really pushed me to excel beyond my capabilities from my previous jobs. And it was the first time I really felt like, okay, there's more I can do here than just, you know, push buttons. And it does help that, you know, at InfoAccess, we really do have a culture that allows you to be yourself while doing the job at the same time. So it's not just a matter of appreciating what I do. I love what I do, but I also have to admit that the culture and environment help a lot.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Okay, Joshua, what has your takeaway been from such an experience?
In terms of remote working?
Yes.
Like my takeaway? Well, my takeaway is that, and especially with the pandemic, I've always known that, well, even before the pandemic, through my first remote work experience, that this was going to take off. The technologies, either VPN and especially cloud, were only going to get better. I think personally right now, cloud is only really constrained by the amount of bandwidth available. And I know for some employees that could be a difficulty depending on where they live. But my hope is that as bandwidth, not just the technologies around cloud computing and in-office or on-prem hardware and software group, but the actual bandwidth, the actual communication tools between, say, laptop, company, and cloud improve, I think you're going to see more flexibility and more confidence, I believe is probably the right word, of people willing to work away from their on-premise environments.
What do you think is the future of remote employment? What do you think needs to be done differently to make it even better and more effective?
Well, I think the most difficult aspect of remote work is going to be who pays for the resources. It's one thing to just issue your employees' laptops. It's another thing to be able to provide that whole work infrastructure. Now, say what we will about the cloud, I still think we're years away of getting away from things like printers and signing physical papers and even faxing. And I think companies are going to have to figure out how to both pay for and hook up those peripherals. Employees simply can't do everything on their own.
Okay. What is the story behind your setup? And what has your journey been like? Any hurdles, ups and downs?
So when you say my journey, do you mean particularly with my current company?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously the first hurdle I had to overcome was getting to know the company, learning about their culture. It was the first time I should back up. I have worked with managed service providers for, but never have worked with one or for one, I should say. So this is the first time I actually worked for a managed service provider to understand that IT wasn't just a division of the company, it's the actual service we were providing. So I had to learn about that customer service aspect of IT outside of a firm rather than just internally. On top of that, you also have to factor in the pandemic. So my company, thankfully, you know, we take safety very seriously. We do temperature checks, required masking. As I said, I only go in 2 days a week, and even then, I'm in a space that allows for a lot of social distancing. So you had that I also had to overcome. And then finally, there's me building up my own vertical, which is cybersecurity. We have never had a cybersecurity division before. My boss, my current supervisor, my former now current supervisor, knows the value of cybersecurity. He has lived it his entire career and understands that for MSPs to thrive, they need to incorporate some form of cybersecurity. You'll have to excuse me one moment. I apologize.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Sorry, we had a small problem with the dog. So to reiterate.
No problem.
So to reiterate, it's growing my vertical is going to probably probably be the biggest challenge because I'm basically building a department from scratch. We're doing it through partnerships, internal development, internal hiring, but we are now offering a full scope of SOC services for any of our clients, and our hope is to expand that to new clients. Small, medium businesses cannot get away from the fact that cybersecurity is not for the big players anymore. It's for everybody. So it's important that everybody have some form of strategy, either through compliance. For example, we have healthcare clients that have to comply to HIPAA. It could be through your own initiative, but either way, your clients are going to be looking at you and asking, are you keeping my data safe?
So one thing about your company, well done, like these times are hard, these are tough times, and such measures needs to be taken, like social distancing is very important. I hope y'all are staying safe, and yeah, that's very good. Okay, so about your company, how was the idea of remote work incorporated in there? Were they remote before the pandemic started or afterwards? And if yes, like if they were forced to go remote, what were the major roadblocks and challenges?
Sure. So remote work started for our clients on a sales basis, as it started for my previous company. And then we slowly started seeing the benefit of it. The biggest roadblock, at least back then, was first of all, the availability of VPN licensing. It's always going, or always was, and may always still be a problem. You have to make sure you have the appropriate licensing of software for people to actually remotely work from home. Now, that's not the case anymore. That's been overcome thanks to software as a service. So we employ and are a partner of Microsoft. So, you know, we employ for our clients Azure Solutions, Microsoft Office 365. And because of that, I don't have to use the VPN nearly as much as I used to. Everything is incorporated through the secure connections provided by Microsoft. So that takes care of one of the biggest roadblocks there. The other roadblock that I'm finding is on some level a kind of reluctance to maybe give up the office. Now, granted, the pandemic helped with that. There has been almost no drop in productivity across the broader economy. So people are seeing that, yes, employees can work from home. And in many cases, it can actually be beneficial to them to work from home. I know in the case of at least three of our own employees, the fact that they don't have to make a long commute makes them more productive and more efficient. And in terms of the kind of roadblocks and maybe hurdles going forward, I think the question is going to be really how much can the cloud answer of the remote work equation? How much of that outsourcing can you take away from managing the equipment itself and give it to a cloud provider? Now, you've heard me talk a lot about the cloud, and I admit that that's not going to be an adequate solution for every company, but I do encourage every company out there to consider it. Simply because, you know, we talk about, oh, the cloud is the future, the cloud this, the cloud that. But what the cloud is connectivity and convenience on a scale that we've never seen before. So at the very least, I encourage all companies to consider it. And I think that the cloud is going to dictate the future of remote work.
Interesting. Okay, so there are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to quickly hire smart?
It's absolutely important. Talent is global. So the ability to hire and have people work efficiently from anywhere, especially for startups, is going to give them a huge leg up to incumbents in say larger cities, again, talking pre-pandemic, that have offices with large rents. Now, admittedly, you may not be able to give some of the Google-like perks like food or, I don't know, free whatever. But what you can give them is the ability for them to build their own office environment. And I think for many people, they're going to value that and it's going to add to both their productivity and their creativity. So in the case of, say, your startup, the ability of having a secure exchange of data, either through the cloud or through a VPN, just in some way that doesn't require a central office will overcome that what we call a real estate question and allow your business to grow.
Joshua, that was sadly the last question, and I really hope we could have talked more, but...
It's okay. I mean, these are good questions, but I think one of the advantages of the topic is that there's so much out there right now. The pandemic has given us so much to work with when it comes to remote work, that if you turn to any company or even any of your own colleagues, somebody's going to have an experience with it. I have experience with it. My wife has experience with it. Most of my friends have experience with it. So what's really so nice about this topic is that it is one that every person can relate to. So I highly encourage every company out there, every startup, every individual working for an SMB to consider how remote work can benefit your business. Because and I am saying this as a cybersecurity lead, it can be done securely. It can be done correctly, and it should be considered.
Very true, very true. Thank you, Joshua. Have a great week ahead. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.